Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. This is Gene Tatum on Announcing the Word broadcast, the radio voice of Among Friends Cowboy Ministries. And we greet you on this Monday morning here from East Texas, just here in our office at the ministry. And we certainly appreciate you having your coffee and Bible with us for this short 15 minutes this morning. It's a beautiful morning in Texas, not like anything we experienced last week with all the rains and the storms and things that have been bombarding us over the last month and a half. But we're here. We're fine, and everyone is doing well. And the beautiful sunshine just shows us how glorious the Lord can be for us in our lives. I want to go to something this morning that I touched on yesterday with our congregation. And it's a series that I'm doing on the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. And it's a very powerful chapter. It's a powerful chapter identifying who we are and dealing with the things that we deal with as we journey for the Lord. It's often been said that we are a natural body on a spiritual journey. But I would like to turn that around, say we're a spiritual body in a natural journey. Before we became fleshly as we are now, we were in God, we were in a spirit, and we were there as our in God. And then we took on this body that we have as the spirit. We're very, very happy. I see we have a caller in, and I can't recognize the number, but good morning to you, and thanks for calling in. We're here today to discuss who we are. And I want to go now to Romans, the 14th verse in the 8th chapter. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now that is a powerful statement. That is a statement that is, it's quite bold to claim that we are sons of God. Now, I realize that when I refer to sons of God, I am talking about male and female. Sorry, ladies, if that offends you. You are a son because you came from man, okay? God made Adam, formed him of the dust of the ground, breathed into him the breath of life, and man became a living soul. That living soul, all right, was put to sleep. And God took from his side a rib and formed the woman and breathed into her, I'm sure, and she became a living soul. So, therefore, we're referred to as being sons. We are the sons of God, and we are to represent him as did the Son, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, here in the earth. When you come to realize that you are truly a son of God, then you do not want to displease your father. I know growing up, when I was a child, one of my greatest struggles in life was wanting to please my father. My father was a cowboy. He was a rodeoer. He was a very, very, very active with horses and in the sport of rodeo. And I wanted to do things like he did. I wanted to be pleasing to him. I wanted to ride like he rode a horse. I wanted to rope like he roped. I wanted to be around him. He was also, by profession, an interior decorator, a painter, wallpaper hanger. And I wanted to do things that he did, because that is the nature of a son, to be like their father. Now, there's some things my dad did that probably I didn't want to do, but those things. And I remember one time I was there at the roping pen where we always went with him, and I decided that evening I was going to follow in his footsteps. Everywhere Daddy went, I was going to follow with him. I was going to be his shadow because I wanted to do and wanted to be with Dad. Well, I was doing that, and it lasted about 10 minutes. Dad was getting a little irritated, but he wasn't going to upset me. And I was walking behind him, and he walked behind the horse. And about the time he walked behind, that horse took a kick and kicked me right in the chest and knocked me down, knocked me out of my breath. And I learned right quick then that that was not exactly the literal way to follow in my dad's footsteps. But that being said, we all want to be pleasing to the Father because we're sons. And in fact, next verse 15 goes on to say, "For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." Thank God there is something greater to be revealed. A lot of people want to be in God's glory, but I want to turn that around also. I want the glory in me. A lot of people say, "Well, I want to go to church and I want to be there and I want the Holy Spirit to move and I want the power of God to come down and I want to be in his glory." Wake up, people. Understand that when you follow and walk after the Spirit, his glory is in you. It's inside you. You carry it with you. His glory is there. And my Lord Jesus, why can't we understand that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit? And in us he dwells. I get so frustrated sometimes when people come to church and sit in a congregation and say they want to be in God's Spirit, or God is in this place, God is in this building, God is, you know, wherever they go to worship. Look, he's there because you went. He's the same God that's with you when you got up on this Monday morning and you sat down to listen to this broadcast and hear the word of the Lord. Let's realize that God is in us. And everywhere we go, everywhere we put our foot, he's there. And that portion of God that is in us is his glory. We are sons because we house his glory. That's what Paul is trying to say here, that we are full of his glory. You see, back in the Old Testament, they had a tabernacle that was built and placed in the wilderness when they were traveling their 40 years journey between Egypt and the Promised Land. And they built this tabernacle with three courts, outer court, inner court, which had two other courts, which was compressed within the inner court, was the holy place and the holiest of holies. And in the holiest of holies, there was what was known as the ark, and on that ark sat the mercy seat, and two great cherubim, which is angel-like figures, rested above and looked over that mercy seat. That is where the glory of God dwelt then, because it wasn't available to be within us. Yes, the glory of God was between the two cherubims. It was that same fire by night and cloud by day. The glory was with them. And they had, the priest was the only one that could go into that place after he had gone through six others or five other steps to get there. So the point I'm making is this. After Christ came, he made a way, not after the order of Levi, but after the order of Melchizedek, for us to have a way entrance. What? To receive his glory. Not to walk into his presence, but to have his presence within us. I wish people would understand that God doesn't dwell in temples of stone and of wood and of clay and of brick and of mortar. God dwells within us. His Holy Spirit is for us and is to be within us. And the biggest error that we can make is to think that we have to enter into His glory when all the time His glory is already within us. For the creature was made subject, let me back up to verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. Now, what is a creature? It's something that's been created. I'm not talking about some mystical, beastly character. It is who has been created. And we are there as a representation. We are His son. But the own expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creatures were made subject to vanity, not willing, but by reason of Him that hath subjected in name and hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from bondage of corruption into glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole earth groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. We see all the tragedies that are taking place in the earth today. We see the violence that's happening in our streets. We see the floods. We see the earthquakes. We see the volcanoes and all the damage that's brought on by natural causes such as tornadoes and hurricanes and all of this. We know there is something going on. Something is happening in the earth. What is it? It's groaning and travailing in pain. Pain is something that's ever present in this earth. It may be physical pain. It may be emotional pain. It may be some kind of something going on in your spirit. There's people who have chest pains. There's people that, you know, we're all familiar with pain to some degree. Well, you know, the earth is in pain. And the earth is in pain, longing, groaning, and travailing, the Bible says, for the manifestation of the sons of God in the earth. We are living in a world of pain. Now, if the earth is in pain, then pain is going to increase within that came forth from the earth. But I'm here to give you a message of hope. There is no pain in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. You say, oh, but I believe that. Oh, really? Why are you in pain? I do suffer some pain myself physically, in my shoulders and my upper back because of some injuries that I have. I'm familiar with that type of physical pain. But I'm talking about the pain that torments you and that you are struggling with on a day-to-day basis. Maybe somebody hurt you in church. Maybe somebody hurt your feelings. Maybe somebody in your family, and you're carrying that pain around. Well, next Wednesday at 7:30, we'll be talking about dealing with pain and how to overcome the effects of it. Hey, our time is running short. We're just about done here. And I just want to pass on to you this little piece of encouragement. Regardless of what pain you have and what pain you're suffering, you don't have to wait to get to heaven to have power over pain. Just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that you are the house of His glory and He abides in you. And go to that source to find help with your pain. Gracious Father, we thank You for Your word, for Your truth, and for Your peace. We thank You, Lord, for this Monday. Ask You, Father, in the name of Jesus, to be with each and every one that has listened to this broadcast or will hear it in the future rebroadcast through our website or through Facebook. Father, I trust You. Ask You to be with us. May the good Lord bless you. May the sun shine upon you. And may all the trails you take in life be happy trails. Have a good day, everyone. God bless. We'll see you Wednesday morning.